When you sit down to Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, you can probably expect someone in your family to pull out a smartphone to take some pictures of the bird and maybe the pie to share with friends online. That's a modern version of what's actually a long artistic tradition. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on two Boston area art exhibitions that also celebrate food.
Liz Gardner, public programs specialist at Wellesley College's Davis Museum, has a confession.
I'm one of those people who also can't eat anything until I've taken my picture and I've put it up on Instagram.
This popular, sometimes despised social media trend inspired the curators behind the new aptly titled show called Feast Your Eyes. Gardner says the nonstop food photo frenzy led them to reflect on the fact that artists have been doing this kind of thing for centuries. So they sifted through the museum's 11,000-piece collection and pulled out 33 food-oriented works, including examples of that iconic form, the still life.
This genre really popped up in the 17th century. This is when artists started looking at food specifically as the sole subject of the work.
Food has figured into cave paintings, ancient Roman and Greek mosaics, biblical art from the Middle Ages. But as Gardner points to a work by Dutch artist Peter Durang, she says the carefully composed still life genre hit its stride during the Renaissance.
And the Dutch were really some of the most famous still lifes that came about in the 17th century. There's crab and there's shellfish. They're kind of delicately balanced on this silver plate that is precariously perched on the edge of this table.
In the same gallery, you'll find a Spanish painting conservators found and cleaned up by Alonso de Escobar. It's called Still Life with Side of Beef, and it shows a freshly split carcass hanging from a hook. It's flanked by innards, and hiding behind it, in the shadows, is a pet.
I've just been calling it Spanish beef with creepy cat.
That's Dave Becker, chef owner of Juniper and Wellesley and Sweet Basil in Needham. He's also contributed to the Feast Your Eyes show opening with his own recipes. Becker used the cleaned-up Spanish still life with beef as loose inspiration to create a dish of grated squash latkes with seared sirloin. Becker says he understands why artists are inspired by what they eat.
If you can, like, develop the thoughts of shelter, food, reproduction, and death. Those are all the biggest inspirations for pretty much everything there is. And so the one that's like easy to see because you have three inspirations a day would be food.
As it turns out, Becker and a photographer drew from the Dutch still life legacy for their cookbook, Stewed. The chef points to the image they assembled for the creamy turkey with wild rice recipe.
There's turkey legs, wild rice, like a little pewter pot, onions, fennel, and different pears. And I think pears always make for a good photograph or painting.
Pears, apples, and veggies play a part in another food-themed show. It features work from the Boston Printmakers, a group founded in 1947. Printmaker and board member David Thomas helped organize the exhibition titled Palette to Plate at the Newport Museum, along with a cookbook catalog that pairs the artworks in it with recipes by the artists. Thomas contributed a stir fry, even though his print features bananas.
We often think of making prints as cooking. You're using different materials, acids and water and neutralizing agents and asphaltum. So it's a whole series of chemicals, nothing you could eat, but we're always making kind of a soup to etch the plates.
It's a natural for printmakers to celebrate food in their work, Thomas says, and he's looking forward to cooking on Thanksgiving. But this artist won't be taking any pictures of the turkey because he says he'd rather focus on his family. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.